You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
Welcome back, Captivate and Patreon listeners, to an exciting round of a new question to be added to our What If episode. And as Peng and I were discussing before this, we had a lot of things we wanted to, but some stuff would have taken their own episode to do, and we already just did that. Mm-hmm. So it's on a smaller one instead. What if, instead of Harry being taken by Luke in a scenario we presented in the episode earlier, Neville Longbottom was taken instead? Peng, what do you think?
I think because Neville has his Gran to go back to, Neville would not have gone to the dark side, and especially because he has his parents as a driving force of a reminder of how dark the dark side can get. There's no way Neville would have, you know, been succumbed. So he would just kick butt and be good.
But that does present an interesting scenario because Neville's parents are magically suffering from a malady that keeps them from having their mind together. What if Neville wants answers for how he could use the Force to heal them, and the only answers he gets are from Vader and Palpatine?
I feel like Neville is such a goody two-shoes. He would choose the greater good over even his parents.
Okay. Because that could easily set him up to be our Anakin of the original trilogy in this sense, if he were to seek that knowledge out. But you do bring up an excellent point in that Neville, his character, is not really there as far as Anakin and his pride and his egotism. Neville's a very sweet kid, and he wants the best. As is, his growth is one of the best parts of the series. So I agree. I don't think he would fall. I think he would probably even be the ideal Jedi in some respects, looking after other people, after himself being someone who suffered from bullying and being seen as weak, having that chance to help other people. That sounds very appealing. Yeah, I like that a lot now that you bring it up, because yeah, he doesn't have Anakin's ambition. He doesn't have Anakin's control freak aspects that led to him falling and into Palpatine's clutches as he does in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to that?
Nope. Neville deserves more credit.
Neville indeed does. And I'm very fond of him as a character. So what do you guys think? It's a bit of a shorter question round for this, but still had a ton of fun doing it. Thank you for all you do in supporting the show. And until next time.
This was an Anazal Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network.